It's 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Former President Jimmy Carter's at his home in Plains, Georgia, surrounded by family and receiving hospice care after a series of short hospital stays. William Dombey is the president of the National Association of Home Care and Hospice.
More than half of all people who die in a calendar year have used hospice care in the last year of life. The patient is in total control of the choices that are made, comfort care over curative care.
Carter's 98 and is the oldest living president. It's been 2 weeks since a train carrying toxic chemicals derailed in Ohio, and residents are concerned about their health.
All the pollution stuff, they're contaminating all of our water and all the soil around us. Very concerning. We're worried about our laying our cat outside.
Officials say the EPA did test the water and air and claim they are safe. A white Louisiana police officer is free on $25,000 bond after fatally shooting an unarmed black man. Body camera video showed the exchange between Officer Alexander Tyler and Alonzo Bagley, who was trying to flee police. Shreveport Citizens Watchdog Organization member Alvin Oliver says,
running from the police shouldn't be a death sentence.
A college basketball team is caught hazing. CBS's Mark Strassman has details.
New Mexico State's basketball team's locker room repeatedly hazed a teammate.
Disgusted and I'm angry about what has occurred.
The most recent alleged attack happened February 6th.
The victims say the hazing happened repeatedly since last summer and no one stepped in to stop it. Early this morning, an Israeli airstrike in Syria killed more than a dozen people. Here's the BBC's Jimmy Schmidt.
Syria says Israel has carried out an airstrike on a residential neighborhood in Damascus. State television showed a badly damaged 10-story building. The targeted district is home to a heavily guarded security complex. Israel frequently attacks targets in Syria linked to Iran and Hezbollah militants, but rarely acknowledges its actions.
Our Deborah Rodriguez tells us what to eat to live a long life.
There is one common denominator in Costa Rica's Nicoyan Peninsula, the town of Loma Linda, California, the Okinawan Islands in Japan, Sardinia, Italy, and Icaria, Greece. Legumes, whether it's a serving of beans, peas, or lentils, studies show that it's never too late to make changes that can add extra years to life expectancy.
You can buy those cans of beans or peas at the dollar store. A new study from Tufts University found that dollar stores are the fastest growing food retailer in the United States right now. With food prices still sky high, more people are looking for places that sell for less. This is CBS News.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new play.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
There's a big hoop.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 43. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 20. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, snow likely. High temperatures reach up to 39. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow through Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Totally, definitely not an impersonator, but the actual Ron Johnson. Welcome to the show, Senator.
Kristen, it's great to be here with you again. I am here. Surprise, surprise.
Totally real, completely legitimate, not an impersonator, Senator Ron Johnson.
Handsome.
Handsome.
Okay.
Very handsome.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Happy Friday, February 17th. The snow has stopped in southeast Wisconsin. The roads are clear, the sun is out, but it is pretty cold.
It's chilly.
It's chilly.
Yeah.
All right, Jane Manier, how you doing?
I am well, thank you. Glad to see the sun shining, things melting away. That's all good.
You made it home safely last night.
I did.
I made you call me to make sure that you were safe because you weathered the storm. And you said it wasn't so much the roads as the visibility that was so terrible yesterday.
Yeah, honestly, the closer that I got to Milwaukee, it just seemed more and more like fog because it was that dull and that hard to see, which is why I rant about turning on your lights.
Turn on your lights, people.
Yeah, and for the most part, I thought, at least on Blue Mountain Road, people were behaving pretty well. And not always that one yahoo who's like, physics doesn't apply to me, so.
I got a truck.
Yeah, I got a truck. Those don't apply to me.
I also have a truck today. I drove Mike's car just in case some roads weren't plowed, but most of the roads looked pretty good.
Pretty good.
So I did not need the truck, but hopefully I do not crash it on the way home because I do not like driving big old cars like that.
Well, and it's when you go to something that's much bigger than you're used to, turning and cornering and things like that. So yeah, just be careful.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Friday, we're going to have some fun today. I feel like we have less heaviness that we're going to talk about today. But at the bottom of this hour, Mr. Don Lemon kind of stepped in it. So we're going to, as two women, we're going to give our opinions on his definition of what a woman in her prime looks like. Because apparently it's not 51.
No, you're out, ladies.
Sorry, you just missed the cutoff.
Life passed you by.
But we also, there has been another derailment, this one in Michigan. So we will give some details of what we know about that and any updates that we've gotten from East Palestine from this week.
Ohio Governor DeWine did make it have a press conference this morning, so we have a little clip of that for later.
And then we'll round out this hour with, as we always do, a headline quiz to see how much we were paying attention this week. And then in the next hour, at 12:30, we're going to have two Marquette law professors come on to talk to us a little bit about sports betting. Obviously, we just got past the biggest sports betting day of the year.
Yeah.
But reminder, and it's not actually legal to bet in Wisconsin out as of right now outside of Oneida in Green Bay. That's the only sports book in the state, soon to be at Pottawatomie.
Right.
I don't know if that keeps a lot of people from making bets, from friends placing bets on DraftKings, et cetera, et cetera. But we're going to talk to these professors about, you know, the state's limited power in this when it comes to different federal controlled tribal land and who can and who can't vote. Maybe the political will to allow sports betting as it becomes more popular. So we're going to have that conversation at 12:30. But to start off, now that we have a new coined phrase for how to start the show, the ticked off tee off.
Love it.
The ticked off. Someone actually did leave a comment yesterday saying how Dom and Crute for Devil's Advocates has the happier happy hour. Like, maybe you could do the angrier angry hour. It's like, that sounds too angry. I like the ticked off tee off because it sounds funnier. It softens it a little bit.
And you can't go wrong with alliteration is always
alliteration,
good.
Awesome alliteration. Yep. We always love that. But, you know, Jane, do you remember when anchor Brian Williams got in so much trouble for exaggerating or really stretching the truth of his helicopter experience in Iraq?
I do.
And granted, he did have a career after all of that, and he only retired 2 years ago?
Not that long ago.
So what, you know, it wasn't that he totally was wiped off the news planet, but he paid a price for that. And now my question is, do you think Fox biggest stars will pay a price for how they've misled the public?
I assume this is a rhetorical question.
I assume, well, I guess we don't really know because the story is ongoing. And in fact, the lawsuit is ongoing.
Oh, and this is a doozy, the stuff that's come out.
And it doesn't, I think for many of us, this is not surprising that they knew in the same way. They knew, and what I should clarify what we're talking about. So Dominion, the company that has voting machines, that is suing Fox News Corp.
And a number of other entities as well.
About the defamation as far as the ongoing election fraud conspiracies that Fox, other news outlets, Rudy Giuliani was spreading, specifically pointing to allegations of, you know, like tainted algorithms in the Dominion machines and all these things of why it's specifically the Dominion that was part of this conspiracy. But simultaneously, this is not the first time that we think about this because all of those Fox hosts are also vaccinated.
Yes, they are.
And have no problem talking about raising questions about what the vaccine injured, as that is now a new term that we know about. But so this came out yesterday. Newly disclosed messages and testimony from some of the biggest stars and most senior executives at Fox News revealed that they privately expressed disbelief about President Donald J. Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was stolen from him, even though the network continued to promote many of those lies on air.
Over and over and over.
So, and we're not talking about just like no-name producers that work behind the scenes. Hosts like Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Laura Ingraham, as well as others at the company, and we'll get to the head of the company as well, repeatedly insulted and mocked Trump advisors, including Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani, in text messages with each other in the weeks after the election. And this is all according to, this has to do with that lawsuit that Dominion is bringing. It has to do with the legal filing on Thursday by Dominion Voting Systems. So Dominion, as we said, is suing Fox for defamation in a case that poses considerable financial and reputational risk for the country's most watched cable news network. Because it is for $1.6 billion. And supposedly, cash on hand, Fox has $4 billion.
Oh.
Now, later, this is an article that I'm sure multiple outlets reported on this. The one that we're getting our information from is the New York Times. And later in the article, they do say there's a little skepticism over how Dominion came up with that number. That the private equity firm that is invested, like, has 75% of the shares, only paid $38 million for it. So as far as the damage to the company, is that aligned? However, depending, I mean, this is going to go to a jury. And what's interesting about the case is often, you know, news outlets are protected heavily. And it is very hard. I mean, this was it's about a year ago, wasn't it? When Sarah Palin had tried to sue the New York Times and failed. And so basically, because it's really hard to prove defamation.
It is. It's tough.
When it comes to, because the news outlets are protected in the way that if they report false news, they are protected. If they promote false news, they are not. So the burden is on Dominion to prove that Fox News, its hosts, its producers, its executives, knew, but were still promoting the false information. And the thing that's, I mean, sometimes I feel like it's easy to forget the facts of the case because Fox News was one of the first outlets to call the presidential race for Joe Biden.
And that really upset a lot of Fox viewers.
Yes. And even in the couple days immediately after, were not immediately on the election fraud train. And they were purging viewers. So many of their viewers were going to OAN, going to Newsmax, and it was an about face and a decision to start pushing that big lie because of profits.
And this is all evidence now in these texts that were that were revealed.
So these were some of the texts. Sidney Powell is lying, by the way. I caught her. It's insane. Tucker Carlson wrote that to Laura Ingraham, November 18th, 2020. Laura Ingraham responded, Sidney is a complete nut. No one will work with her. Ditto with Rudy. Tucker continued, our viewers are good people and they believe it, making it clear that he did not. And there was messages that also showed that doubts extended to the highest levels of the Fox Corporation, with Rupert Murdoch calling Mr. Trump's voter fraud claims, quote, really crazy stuff. And I bring up the Brian Williams thing because I understand.
Who, by the way, retired in 2021.
Thank you. I knew it was 2 years ago. There you go. I was pretty on. It was pretty close. Journalists that get held accountable for exaggerating, sometimes outright lying. But granted, I know that Fox is its own creature, but it's just, is this proves that they knew and they lied. Even if they can't be proven in court, does this mean nothing as far as their ability to be trusted? We're going to keep talking about this on the other side of the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me. When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. If you have thoughts on the fact that Fox News knew, we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Because I'm just so frustrated that these people who get propped up as pseudo-journalists can blatantly lie, and there's now receipts that they blatantly lied, and likely it won't make a difference. Whether or not, I mean, regardless of the lawsuit, there will be no accountability to their actual credibility.
No.
At all.
None.
Because this is the upside down world that we live in. Versus any other. I mean, in the next segment, we're going to talk about Don Lemon on CNN and probably rake him over the coals a little bit as he was trending on Twitter yesterday because of what he said. And he also lives in that world of kind of both journalists, but also opinion because it's cable news. And for some reason, some of those people just get held to a higher standard. I don't think he's had a bad take on something, but blatantly lying is something totally different than having a bad take.
But this is part of the Fox business model. It just is. You weren't here during the protests over Act 10 and what was going, you know, when all of that was happening in Madison and the peaceful protests and everything. But at one point, Bill O'Reilly, who ended up having to leave because of sexual harassment settlement case, he ran footage claiming to be from Madison in February about these protests, and they had palm trees in them. There are no palm trees in Madison.
You know what's really funny? This is nothing to do with it besides a cousin by marriage, is one of the founders of Youngblood Brewing, which is in Madison, and their branding has a palm tree on it. And I once asked him, I was like, where the hell is there a palm tree if you're a Wisconsin brewing company? He's like, well, we're an island. We're an island of good beer or something like that. I was like, that's stupid.
Okay, whatever. But there still are no palm trees
in
Madison.
There's still no palm trees in Madison.
And that was more than a decade ago that happened? And they've never veered away from that. They get called out and busted on stuff that's inaccurate, and they just keep floating along.
So we got a message from Benjamin Zimmerman on the live stream, and he says, I wonder if Fox will try to use the defense they've used in the past few years that they are an entertainment company, not a news company, and that no reasonable person would believe what they hear.
And Benjamin, I'm pretty sure that one of their lawyers said that in court.
So this is, at least according to the New York Times article that we're referring to, it says, in its defense, which was also filed with the court on Thursday, Fox argued by covering Mr. Trump's fraud claims, the network was doing what any media organization would, reporting and commenting on a matter of undeniable newsworthiness. And it noted that many of its programs did not endorse the claim that the election was stolen. This is the quote. In its coverage, Fox News fulfilled its commitment to inform fully and comment fairly, which was a line in Bombshell, which I'll come back to. Some hosts viewed the president's claims skeptically. Others viewed them hopefully. All recognized them as profoundly newsworthy.
Oh, okay. Again, all you have to do is go back to their own lawyers in a courtroom, basically acknowledging that if you, no reasonable human carbon-based life form would believe anything we say.
Except they do.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
And make a lot of money at it, too.
We got another message from Joseph McClear. First off, great bumper music with Lie to Me by Johnny Lang. Since Dominion is a public figure, its lawyers would have to prove malice, as in Fox knowing or really should have known that what it was reporting was false. That's hard to prove normally, which is why Palin lost, but it appears that they have it here. Lastly, I don't believe that many of Fox viewers, particularly those that believe the big lie and were leaving Fox for Newsmax and OAN over the reporting of the big lie, are at all... Oh, I got cut off. I'll have to go find it on Facebook. But thank you, Benjamin, and thank you, Joseph, for the comments. But, I mean, it seems like then from reading the New York Times, it seems like this is the closest that this... Because a lot of times they get settled, right? They get settled outside of court, and this is going to court. Like, I think jury selection begins next week.
Oh, yippee.
And I was thinking about that as I was reading this. Who in these very high profile cases, very high profile plaintiffs, etc. Who do you find to be on the jury that's not biased? Because I feel like, is there anyone who exists that doesn't have an opinion on Fox News? Like, I feel like it's a polarizing thing. Like, you either believe it and watch it as a news source, or you watch it just as out of like rage to get fired up, but you don't actually believe it. But like, I feel like Fox is so polarizing that it's the number one cable news program. Are you really going to be able to find people who don't have an opinion on Fox News?
I volunteer.
How well do you think you could lie under oath so that you don't get vetted as someone who's like, nah, she's a little, not quite objective.
Ask me anything. Bring it on. We'll see how well I do.
I wonder what questions do you think both sets of lawyers are going to ask to try to vet the jury?
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine.
I can't even imagine.
And unfortunately, though, I do think that there are people who are, for the most part, living a busy life, and they're checked out. As far as what's going on in the news, it's just not there.
All right. Well, when we come back, another derailment, and Don Lemon. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov.
/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today. Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 43. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 20. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, snow likely. High temperatures reach up to 39. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow through Tuesday night.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 31.
I want to be in the headlines. Anything to be in the headlines.
Summer chance, I need my break.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matt Nair. You are the audience, and you are always welcome to give us your thoughts on any topic that we're talking about, or just compliment us because it's Friday.
We will never turn away unsolicited praise.
I'm guessing Dave, when Dave reached out yesterday, you did not need his help to get shoveled out of the parking lot?
I did not.
All right.
But thank you for the offer. That was really sweet.
Yes. But as always, 844-967-2789. You can always text us or call us using that number. Or if you're listening to or watching the live stream across As Goes Wisconsin on Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube, if you leave a comment for us there, we'll read it from there as well. And so, you know, this caught my eye, and I don't know if we're going to spend a ton of time on it, but when John Russell was on the show earlier this week, our friend and fellow alternative media guy in the Upper Ohio Valley.
He's going to, by the way, if you want to hear it, we're going to feature him tomorrow on the Best Of Show.
So. Yeah, so definitely go back and listen to that. And also follow him across social media at Hey John Russell. He's continuing to cover this because he lives in that county.
Yep.
So he literally lives and is from East Palestine. He in his newsletter, The Holler, he jokes about how, you know, while he's not from East Palestine, he went to a dance there because he was a teenage horny monster. And so he knew the back roads, and that's how he got in to see the press conference and everything. But he actually, I mean, as far as getting recognition for the reporting that he's doing, AOC shared his stuff this week.
Wow.
Which, I mean, regardless of how you feel about AOC, she has a huge social media following.
She does.
So as far as his work getting more eyeballs on it, I'm very happy for him. And I'm going to reach out to him to see if he can give us an update next week, just because I don't know if we're going to get anyone who's closer to what's happening.
Seriously.
Than he is. But he really wanted to focus on, when he was here earlier this week, is not just the fallout of this, of how much cancer is going to happen and all the pollution and everything, but the why this is happening. And he pointed to the fact that the decisions made by the private equity companies and the companies that own these train companies, the weight of the trains, the length of the trains, this goes back to the railroad worker strike that got squashed, all for the in the name of profit. And lo and behold, and granted, it's not poisonous materials this time, but a freight train pulling at least one car carrying agricultural materials derailed yesterday near Michigan's Van Buren Township, just west of Detroit. And it's obviously the second such the incident in the Michigan-Ohio-Pennsylvania corridor in the last 2 weeks. And initial reports, at least, suggest that no hazardous material was released. But I couldn't just help but think that this proves what he was saying as far as these derailments are preventable, but it's because of the choices that the companies are making for the weight and the length of these trains that this has happened again in less than 2 weeks.
And it's these braking systems too.
Yeah.
These antiquated braking systems that they're still using.
And it's interesting. And I granted, as we just talked about, where you get, you know, news sources and everything, because they're saying right now, if we go back to East Palestine, that the water is fine. And I know you can't trust the things that you always see on the internet, but I was watching different people in the area, and they posted a video of a creek where if you just look at the creek, it looks fine. And then they threw something in it, and all of the chemicals that were at the bottom of the water, just the entire top surface level of the creek just turns rainbow colors.
Oh, dear.
Because you can just see all of whatever was in the sediment of the bottom.
Oh, my.
Raised to the top. And you're like, well, that's not drinking water. That's not fresh water. And it sounds like, it seems like such a mess as far as, and the cover up of people trying, like how this is going to get covered by the media, who's going to be held responsible for this? When is it actually safe? When is it actually safe for people to go back, if ever? And what difference or change will this make to how these train companies what they're allowed to get away with as far as people's safety, not only for the railroad workers, but for the communities that these train tracks are laid down in.
Well, you know, in their great beneficence and generosity, they offered East Palestine $25,000, Kristen.
Wait, the whole town?
Yes. Not per person. $25,000 is what that railroad company has said that they will give to East Palestine. And wow. And I was listening to Dueling Tangents yesterday, and I believe it was Luke who said, or his guest who said, that's like $5 a person. So here's your $5. Sorry about your dead dogs and cats. Have a nice day.
How insulting.
Isn't it? Although now, again, Governor DeWine did hold a press conference this morning, and here's a little bit of what he had to say.
We believe that the railroad should continue to pay, and we're going to insist that they pay. Whatever damages have been caused, the railroad is responsible for those damages. We've asked for medical experts from the United States Department of Health and Human Services to come to East Palestine. This request has now been granted by HHS. We are now going to establish in the next several days a clinic in East Palestine. This is a clinic that will be established by the Ohio Department of Health. We will get assistance and help from HHS. We want them to be able to engage with the residents of East Palestine. We want them to be able to answer the residents' questions, evaluate symptoms, provide their medical expertise.
So you're saying that was this morning?
That was this morning.
Because yesterday there was supposed to be a meeting and no one from the railroad company showed up.
Shocker. Yeah, what a shocker.
Because it was a public meeting that was meant to ease fears about toxic chemical spill. And obviously anger only heightened when the rail firm
didn't show up.
Failed to show up.
I've also seen some things. Whether or not this is accurate or not, it would be interesting to know just how much campaign money Governor DeWine has gotten from railroad companies.
It would be interesting.
Wouldn't it?
It would be interesting to see. Because I think Ohio touts itself as a very business-friendly place to things like this. But, you got anything else on that topic? Otherwise, I'm going to just talk about
Progressive
Donnie.
Reporting from Progressive Ohio says Norfolk Southern, which is, again, this rail company, advocated against railway safety measures at Ohio State House and cut campaign checks. That is a story from yesterday. So.
Campaign finance, people.
Yeah. Mm. Money, money, money.
All right. Well, something less consequential, but still fun to talk about because it's Friday. Don Lemon, not in her prime.
Oh boy!
Maybe, do you have the clip?
Yes, I do.
Let's play the clip, and then we'll debrief what set up what the actual background of it was.
And there was he's talking about Nikki Haley.
Yes.
Okay, take a listen.
This whole talk about age makes me uncomfortable. I think it's the wrong road to go down. She says people, you know, politicians or something, are not in their prime. Nikki Haley isn't in her prime. Sorry, when a woman is considered to be in her prime in her 20s and 30s, and maybe 40s.
What are you talking? Wait.
That's not according to me.
Prime for what?
It depends. I mean, it's just like prime. If you look it up, if you Google when is a woman in her prime, it'll say 20s, 30s, and 40s. I don't necessarily.
40s. Oh, I got another.
I'm not saying
decade.
I agree with that. So I think she has to be careful about saying that. You know, politicians aren't in their prime.
We need to qualify. Are you talking about prime for like childbearing, or are you talking about prime for being president?
Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just saying what the facts are. Google it, everybody at home. When is a woman in her prime? It says 20s, 30s, and 40s. And I'm just saying Nikki Haley should be careful about saying that politicians are not in their prime and they need to be in their prime when they serve, because she wouldn't be in her prime according to
Google,
you know, Google or whatever it is.
These are the facts, he says. Just Google it.
But she also Nikki Haley never said prime. This was in response to, and she is not the first, I'm not trying to defend her, but I am. I mean, I guess I am trying to defend her, because what this was in reference to is the three of them the three CNN correspondents or the anchors were basically talking about in Nikki Haley's speech on Wednesday, where she called for mandatory mental competency tests for politicians over the age of 75, which obviously is a shot at President Biden, but really would be a shot at Donald Trump, too.
Absolutely.
And also is not the she's not the first person to
call for that.
Ask for that.
No.
And so somehow Don Lemon conflates that to being people in their prime. So he is comparing her at 51 to not being her prime as she is talking about people who are over 75 taking mental competency tests and thinks those two things are related. And I mean, he didn't actually say sorry.
What did he say?
He said, "The reference I made to a woman's prime this morning was inartful and irrelevant, as colleagues and loved ones have pointed out, and I regret it. A woman's age doesn't define her either personally or professionally. I have countless women in my life who prove that every day." No apology.
No, Donnie,
not quite.
That's not flying. That's not flying. I just think he completely undermined any journalistic qualifications he may have had by saying, "Don't shoot the messenger. These are the facts.
The facts.
I looked it up on Google.
I Googled it. What is a woman in her prime?"
And these are the facts. Are you kidding me?
But then I feel like how old is Don? I mean, I feel like there's so many things that are infuriating about this because 51 is, first of all, 14 years before retirement age. I would say most women in their actual careers, 51 is your prime.
Without a doubt.
So he's clearly referencing body and what you look like. And at first, and also, again, am I going to vote for this woman? No. But Nikki Haley looks good.
She looks great.
She looks great. Like,
and Don Lemon is 56.
Yeah. So what does he think? He's in his prime?
I don't know. Let's Google when are men in their prime.
Actually,
because
let's Google it.
That will be the fact, and then we'll just go with that so we can tell Don Lemon he is no longer in his prime because Google says so.
This is the first thing that pops up. At what age are men considered to be in their prime? Physically, early to mid-20s.
Oh, Don, bad news, dude.
Intellectually and emotionally, men start to fully mature about age 40.
Okay.
So clearly he didn't own that. He's 56. He's clearly not in his prime either.
And Don, don't shoot the messenger. You know, we looked it up. It's fact. It's right there.
Oh, it's so frustrating. I mean, and clearly his two female co-hosts on that.
Oh, they look so pleased.
They, especially Poppy Harlow. Is it Poppy Harlow? Poppy Harlow. And so she gets on him pretty quickly. And she's 40. But I just think it was such a ridiculous, and like, it was annoying is that it's set up for Nikki Haley's response. Let me see if I can find it. Because she came back and was saying basically like, this is clearly just like liberals, and liberals are the one, like liberals are the most sexist of either party. And I wish I would have copied and pasted the quote. But basically, I just gave her an opportunity
to take a stab at the left.
To take a stab at the left. That this wasn't Don Lemon being like putting his foot in his mouth. It was
the misogyny.
It was misogyny of the liberals.
Okay.
All right. Well, rant over.
Well, and quite frankly, misogyny has no political party.
That is true. How would you measure that? If we were to measure which party is more.
Oh, that's
worse with women.
That's a week's worth of shows right there.
All right. When we come back, we will do our Friday headline news quiz. You are welcome to play along. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning,
access to technology and school supplies,
and even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we're achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are going to do a weekly quiz. We haven't, I wonder how we're going to do this week. Do you feel like we covered much of like the national news that was happening this week?
It seems like there was a lot. There was a lot going on. We might have missed something.
I know. So we are going to jump right in. You are welcome to play along if you have, probably not with calls, just because it's going to be hard to field that many calls. But if you want to text us your answers, 844-967-2789. Or if you're watching the live stream, you can comment on any platform, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
Can I just throw this in real quickly? Texter from the 323, we were talking about when people are in their prime. Texter says the term prime when referring to humans should be reserved for cannibals.
That's pretty good. Good joke.
Yeah,
that
nice
is
one.
A good joke.
Thank you, 323.
All right. All right. So we are going to start with an easy one. What song did Rihanna open for her Super Bowl halftime show with?
Wasn't it Diamonds? Oh, no, it was B. B Better Have My Money.
It was A Umbrella, B Diamonds, C Where Have You Been, D B Better Have My Money.
Yeah, it was D.
It was D. All right. Fill in the blank. Blank. In the U.S., pay $7,000 more in rent annually, according to Zillow. A, single people. B, millennials. C, left-handed people. D, vegetarians.
Millennials.
I'm going to say single people.
Okay. All right. Have to wait till the end to find out.
Yes, we have to wait till the end to find out. Where have U.S. fighter jets not shot down a high-altitude object in the last week? I actually don't know if I'm going to get this. A, over Yellowstone National Park. B, over the Yukon in Canada. C, over Lake Huron in Michigan. D, over Alaska.
I'm going with Yellowstone.
Brian Kelly is in the studio, and he's saying Yellowstone, too. So we're going to I trust you, too.
Oh, you're cheating.
Which celebrity was just named the creative director at Louis Vuitton?
Ooh.
A, Cardi B. B, Prince Harry, C, Pharrell Williams, D, Kendall Jenner.
Oh, ugh. D.
You're not going to give Pharrell Williams?
I love Pharrell Williams.
I'm pretty sure it's Pharrell Williams.
Is it? Oh, good. I'm glad it's not D. Ugh.
All right, last one. What type of restaurant accounts for the largest share of Valentine's Day reservations? A, French, B, sushi, C, Tex-Mex, D, Italian.
Italian is for lovers.
And you're on Italian over French?
Yeah.
All right, we'll put D, Italian.
You're going
you get 5 out of 5.
Really?
Hey, all there right. we go. All right. See? So, yes, indeed. Rihanna opened her Super Bowl halftime show with the very aggressive Be Better Have My Money. I feel like that could be your theme song.
Mine?
Yeah. When and you're driving your rider lawnmower with Danger Lady Jane.
And the flames on the side?
Yes, and the flames on the side.
Yes, I'm coming after you to get my money on my little riding lawnmower. Look out.
Watch out. I will mow you over,
yes.
Literally.
It'll take me a long time, but I'll get there.
All right, number two, single people do pay more, which makes sense because if you are a couple living in a one-bedroom apartment,
yeah,
you're paying half of what a single person living in a one-bedroom apartment is.
That makes sense. But I just thought, too, with the way that prices have gone so crazy, millennials just have to be struggling to pay for everything.
Well, I think if the question, though, is who's paying more in rent, that is a song. I mean, I guess they're paying, if you're comparing them to people who are paying mortgages instead of rent, because millennials certainly own less property
right.
than generations
before.
Three, U.S. fighter jets did not shoot down an airborne object over Yellowstone last week.
But they did over Huron.
I knew the Huron one. Alaska, I did not hear about, and
the Yukon.
Yukon, yeah. And then now I screwed up, so now we got to go back to the same thing, so I can get to the last question. Oh, Pharrell. Pharrell Williams actually is the new creative director for Louis Vuitton, which I think is actually really cool because I mean he is a creative genius.
Yes, he is.
I would say. And so I had seen that, I think, on social media as far as, I don't know if I read it, but I definitely saw it. And then, yes, you were right. Italian restaurants made up the biggest proportion of reservations, 14% in major U.S. cities on Valentine's Day per Yelp. So there you go.
Nicely done.
You did pretty well.
Nicely done. I'm pleased.
I am also pleased. I'm trying to think what else was kind of new. You know, Barney's back.
Barney the dinosaur?
Barney the dinosaur. They have rebranded him.
As what?
No, I mean, they just like brought him back after he wasn't around for a while. And so I thought that was supposedly the immediate feedback, though, is that he's a little. People are not embracing it yet.
Really?
Yeah. So
because you would think that the people who grew up watching that would be having children by now.
For sure.
Right?
I just had this joke with a girlfriend because I was watching Newsies, which I'm going to get to later. Did you ever see Newsies, the movie?
No.
Have you seen the musical?
No.
I feel like there's this weird pocket of girls, maybe like 35 to 38, that all loved Newsies. And I was squarely in that of how,
in that group.
Oh my God, I'm so obsessed with it. So I'll talk more about that later, but I had a girlfriend who was like 4 years younger than me. And she was like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And I was like, I guess it came out in 1992. And she's like, yeah, I would have been 3. I was definitely watching Barney at that point.
Right.
But yeah, so Barney is back and he got a makeover and some people are a little confused by the new look.
Is he in his prime?
he looks cleaned up.
Does
I mean,
he?
Instead of like the like waddling life-size dinosaur that had little tiny arms, there wasn't only so much he could do while he was like scaring children. But yeah, social media, as he got the new remodel got revealed, some jokingly speculated about the different plastic surgery procedures Barney had undergone ahead of the new announcement.
And Barney gets Botox. It's so 2023.
Yeah. You know, either that or he's just doing a lot of face yoga.
Maybe that's
the natural way.
Face yoga.
I'll teach you.
Excellent.
All right. Well, we are going to take a break for the top of the hour news. But when we come back... Spain really making strong arguments for where I would move to if I were to leave this country. They passed some new, very progressive laws this week. And we'll compare that to the status of some of the U.S. laws. And then at the bottom of the hour, we are going to talk to Professor Scott Eidelman and Matt Mitten, both professors of law at Marquette University, about sports betting. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.